Thank you for tuning in to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Friday, January 1st, 2021, the Solemnity of Mary. Now here is Father Anthony.
Today we celebrate somewhat of a unique solemnity at the start of our new year, January 1st, the Mother of God. This feast day used to be called the Circumcision of the Lord, and I think in our modern time people would find that somewhat morbid. But after 8 days after a child's birth, the child was presented in the temple, and Mary and Joseph were good and faithful Jewish people. So one of the things as we begin to understand the Blessed Mother more is we can't deny our Jewish roots. And the more we understand our Jewish roots, the more we understand how we worship and pray and think as Catholics. Because we are, in essence, the new Jews. We're the Jews who believe in the Messiah. But back to the Blessed Virgin Mary. After 8 days, this concludes our octave of Christmas. Her and Joseph present the child Jesus in the temple. And today we honor her as the Mother of God, not the Mother of Jesus, not the Mother of the Christ, the Mother of God. And that's very important. And the Church wants us to know her under that title. In the Greek, we say the Theotokos, the God-bearer. She's not just the Christ-bearer. Because there were early kind of heresies in the Church that misunderstood who the Blessed Mother was. And the Venerable Fulton Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who some of you know from TV and his podcast, his television talks and discussions, he said there is no new heresy, but we keep repeating the old one. The more things change, the more they actually stay the same. So if we understand kind of these early heresies of the Church, we kind of understand the same predicaments that we're in now, because patterns throughout history sometimes repeat themselves. And one of the things was that they started to emphasize one part of Jesus' nature, because Jesus was both God and man. Some people would overemphasize the man part and say, he was just a man, a really important man. You know, he's a great prophet, which is what our Muslim brothers and sisters think of Jesus. There's others that emphasize too much of the godly aspect, that he wasn't man at all, and kind of this kind of weird, kind of Gnostic mysticism, secret kind of knowledge. But we have to hold both in tension with one another. Jesus was both God and man. So wherever Mary is, there is Jesus. That's how we understand Mary. She presents her baby, right? That's what mothers do. Here's my child. A mother and a child have a strong bond, and that's what Mary does. In all the iconography and statues, she's holding her child, or she's looking down at her womb. She's presenting that child to the world. Mothers and children are bonded for eternity. Try to separate a mother from her cubs. Or I was watching a show about a mother orchid in SeaWorld taking one of these babies away, and this mother whale crying out and billowing almost her entire life. She'd scream and it could be heard for 13 miles underwater, trying to get her baby back to her. The bond between a mother and a child. Our Protestant brothers and sisters don't fully understand this. So I'd like to equip you with some scripture that could help. The first one being where Jesus looks down at John from the cross. Behold your mother. Jesus told us that she's our mother. The second one's from Luke's gospel, in the same chapter, I believe, that we just read from. In Luke, where Mary goes to Elizabeth and she says, how is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Two times Mary is referenced as mother in sacred scripture. And that reference of mother that Elizabeth uses, she uses it from the Greek. The word is Kyrie, which is why I chanted it at the beginning of Mass. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christ, have mercy. And then if we didn't get it, repeating it one more time. Christ, have mercy. The two natures of God, human and divine, the Messiah and the Lord. So we cry out to him. One person asked me one time, they said, how come you do all that Latin in Mass? And I said, what Latin? They said, the Kyrie eleison. I said, well, actually, that's Greek. That's not Latin. And that's the oldest part, one of the oldest parts of our liturgy, because our foremothers and forefathers were speaking Greek and Aramaic in the common places in the streets. So it ties us to our roots, just like our mothers speak, and they begin to help us form words. So Mother Church is constantly speaking to us to help inform us. Another thing, too, about mothers. I remember dating in high school and in college, then being invited over to families' houses and getting to know girlfriends, parents, and siblings and stuff. And you learn more about them that way, right? I think there's a tension for us Catholics that we think if we kind of emphasize too much of Mary, where does Jesus fall in here? Where does God the Father fall in here? Where does the Holy Spirit? And then we kind of jumble them all up in our head, which can be okay. It's kind of like eating your food with your mashed potatoes and mixing them with your carrots and everything else on your plate, you know, just different ways that people eat. But it's really something that's important. Jesus wants us to share in his family in a profound way. He's not reduced to the words in a book. He's living and breathing among us. He constantly speaks to his family. The Pope, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, designated 2021 as the year of St. Joseph. And I was doing a little research on St. Joseph for a presentation I gave a couple years ago, and I have a great devotion to him. And so Mary and Joseph were married. And if you're married, you become one flesh. You share the same sufferings. You share the same experiences. The more you grow in love. That's why God is a marriage. He's a family. The Father has so much love, he gave it to the Son, and the Son reflected it back to the Father, and they shared in each other's life with one another, and the loving going between them is the Holy Spirit. And so when a husband and wife love each other, their experiences as they grow should ideally begin to mesh and do this with one another. And same way with the Christian, when you're baptized and confirmed, you're meshed onto Jesus, and you start to share in his life and in his sufferings and in his passion. Whenever I go to the cemetery, I was there yesterday doing a committal, and I say, we have nothing to fear. That was Pope St. John Paul II's message. Have no fear. Everything that we will ever endure in this life, Jesus has already done. Jesus has suffered. Jesus has lost friends. Jesus has felt the pain, you know, of different family life, maybe things that we're going through without having children, maybe entering into a family, maybe the sufferings of being poor, all these things. And Jesus actually died because we will die too, but he said there's going to be no fear in the tomb. And so I like to tell people the tomb that we're going to bury your loved one is symbolic of the same tomb that Jesus was buried in. And if you recall where Jesus' tomb was, the angel sat there until the resurrection. So at our tombs, our guardian angels will sit until the resurrection. So you look around all the headstones at the cemetery and you think, there's a lot of angels here. This is holy ground in a beautiful way. So everything Jesus did, Mary also entered into. She walked with him to Calvary. And Simeon says, you too a sword will pierce. You're going to enter into your son's passion the more that you love him. Where there's love, there's suffering. So Mary's heart was so conformed onto the Lord's, so conformed unto Jesus, that we say she's with him in heaven. She's sitting next to him. And Joseph was married to her. And Joseph also shared in the same things Mary experienced too, the Holy Family. Do you remember the sons of Zacchaeus? And the mother comes up, she's a good Jewish mother, and she says, Lord Jesus, let my good boys sit one at your right and one at your left in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus says, oh no, that's not mine to give. Why is that? Because Mary and Joseph sit next to Jesus in the kingdom. So today we honor our mother, who helps us understand more fully her son. And by understanding her, we come to her spouse, Joseph, the foster father, the only man on earth who God allowed his son to call father. And all of this is not written in scripture, but the seeds are there planted like an acorn. And as we begin to grow them by receiving the Eucharist and living in the church, it makes sense and it grows. That's faith the size of a mustard seed. And all begins with a woman's yes, her fiat, the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we honor today.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.